You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And as always, thank God it's Monday. Maybe it's for you because, you could just go back to your first job, not your second or third. For me, it's to get away from the honeydew, although it was a light honeydew weekend. Oh, and by the way, happy bloodbath, everybody. This morning got up, had a cup of bloodbath, went into the bathroom, took a bloodbath. Then when I was done with my bloodbath, I took the dogs out for a bloodbath, and they bloodbathed in the yard. I mean, I'm sitting there going, what the bloodbath is going on here? And then I said, bloodbath, come on in here and hang out, and I'm going to have a cup of bloodbath. My wife got out of the bloodbath, came into the bloodbath, and I got her a cup of bloodbath. And there you go. Yeah. So I just took the word bloodbath from the left. And I did that as soon as I heard the left going after Donald Trump for using the word bloodbath to talk about the bloodbath in the automobile industry that the people who belong to the UAW know about, but their leadership doesn't because they're in the pants of Joe Biden, which is not a good place to be quite honest. Yeah. So the reason why the media went nuts on the word bloodbath this weekend, I'll just tell you right now, is because Donald Trump said it. There you go. Ta-da! Ta-da! They were looking for a word. They were looking for a word. Anything to distract. Anything at all to distract what's going on right now in the with discovery with regard to January the 6th, with regard to this case before the Supreme Court today regarding the First Amendment, the federal government censoring your speech. Any word they could come up with. Any word. And it just so happened to be the word bloodbath. Yeah. And so they glommed onto it immediately, trying to make a big deal out of the word. They're still trying. And you know what is happening? It's doing a face plant. Nobody believes it because it's an amazing thing that we have here in the United States. Even though the federal government tried to kill the First Amendment and is still trying to kill the First Amendment, we still have the First Amendment. So you can actually listen to what Donald Trump said because you have the ability to listen to the tape that hasn't been edited by CNN or MSNBC. It's really ridiculously amazing how this stuff happens. But, you know, MSNBC is the new Comedy Central, by the way. It's the new Comedy Central. You can't take anything that they say seriously. Here is the comment from Donald Trump in context from his speech in Ohio that was on Newsmax.
It's taken over a period of 30 years. 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico.
Yeah, there's that.
China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Yeah, he was talking about the automobile industry. And now if he wasn't elected, there wouldn't be the 100% tariff that he's talking about. And so it would be a bloodbath for the American automobile manufacturing industry. There you go. It's that easy. It's that easy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of the mainstream media is suddenly butthurt by the word bloodbath, even though they use it ad nauseum. Here's something. Here's about 100 examples.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and
he used slaughter and bloodbath.
Massacre come up frequently.
Everybody, by the way, knows that Hillary Clinton bathes in the blood of virgins to stay young. She's really about 2,000 years old.
Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you. And
Elaine, it's going
to
be a bloodbath.
Oh. Yeah, okay. You get it. You get it. They wanted a word. They got a word. They decided to run with a word. And everybody knows it's nonsensical. It's just stupid. Here's Nancy Pelosi this weekend. I hope she can retire soon so she can go back to that cabin in the woods made of candy where she lures little children in, fattens them up, and then cooks them.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. Oh, she respects the American people. That is wonderful. I can't now.
But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about?
What is the country about? Eating a $12 pie and ice cream out of a $25,000 fridge while the American people starve?
Praising Hitler. Praising the Russians. Honestly, I mean, condemning.
And none of that has happened.
Our soldiers for losing or.
No, not at all. You condemned our soldiers when you pulled out of Afghanistan unceremoniously.
Dying in war or being captured in war. It said, what's wrong with Russia? They defeated Hitler. What about the millions of Americans who risked or gave their lives? What about him?
Wow, it's remarkable. And they think they can get away with it. That's a really funny thing. They think they can get away with it. They're not going to be able to. Listen to this. Joe Scarborough, he even used a poopy word today. Joe Scarborough used a poopy. And I don't want to run that one. That's the uncensored. I don't want to use the uncensored. Here's the censored version, because he said a poopy word this morning on. Let me find it here. I want to make sure that I don't play it, because he said BS. He said BS. So I want to make sure that I don't say the BS one. Here is Joe Scarborough.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America.
Yeah, bloodbath.
It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, yeah, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry. And this is one more. It's just bullshit.
Well,
say that. 15 a.m. Just he knew what he was doing.
Yep.
We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath.
They're trying to reclaim that from me, by the way, in case you didn't want to know. You know, they're trying to, they realize that what we're doing here is really, it's gnawing at them, because we're pointing out their absurdity. And he said, we're not stupid. And then he went after, you know, oh, you people on the cable news and you people on the Sunday talks. They're the ones who espouse the nonsense that Joe Scarborough does. Joe Scarborough is the people he was just talking about. So he's trying to use reverse psychology and say that we're not stupid. But the fact is that you and I aren't. No. And I said this 3 years
Arizona.
Ago.
And Corona.
Nice try, Jose.
All the lies about them they've been telling you.
Up your meds, buddy.
How did they win it? The freaking Senate. When the votes that they received were very few.
Bloodbath!
Don't catch the stupid. Don't buy their BS. That climate change is real, inflation's not. Don't catch the stupid. Don't believe them. Because distraction and diversion's all they got.
We all know that Hurricane Ian was the result of global warming.
Russian collusion led to confusion.
Oh.
January 6th is a smokescreen. The new Green Deal is a disguise deal. Like their mandate forcing you to take vaccine. Don't catch the stupid. You just can't do it. That in women's sports, men should compete.
That's stupid.
They're teaching sex ed. In kindergarten, their destructive policies we must defeat. Like wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Statues have fallen, it's so appalling to ignore Hunter's laptop and his theft. Don't catch the stupid, reject their nonsense.
Everything is stupid on the left.
Now, Saturday, after Donald Trump said the word bloodbath, I did a little video on Twitter, and it blew up. Just, I mean, blew up dramatically. Because what I'm doing now, from now on, is when they try to take a word out of context and use it against us or Donald Trump, I'm going to just take the word from them, and that's what I did.
Hey, guys, it's me. I'm out here in Bloodbath today. Just finished a nice day of bloodbathing, and I actually just took about a bloodbath, so...
It's actually bloodbathing. I want to correct that.
Now I'm getting ready to go to the bloodbath and have a good bloodbath.
Oh, man,
and
it was a good
tonight, one. Going to sit around the table and enjoy a nice bloodbath.
It's delicious.
Yeah. See, I'm using that word because Democrats are using it against us, so I'm just going to take it from them. Take it from them. So tonight, as you're hanging around with your bloodbath and you're getting ready to bloodbath, just sit near one another... At the bloodbath.
Yes.
And say to bloodbath,
yes,
I hope there's a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
Realize before you bloodbath
yes.
tonight, have a nice bloodbath, and tomorrow I'll be ready to bloodbath all over
it's
again.
It's a good idea.
Bloodbath you guys.
You bet.
And I'll bloodbath you tomorrow.
Very good. Yeah. Here is the little wimpy little Jonathan Capehart talking about the bloodbath this weekend with a Biden campaign official.
Trump's team claims that Trump's use of the word bloodbath was taken out of context, was he?
Yes, it was taken out of context. Son of a gun.
No, this is exactly who Donald Trump is. We saw him call on his supporters to storm the Capitol 4 years ago.
Now, that was a lie. He never did. He said go peacefully there. And now we know that January 6th was, they cover up a lot of evidence.
And he's doubling down, promoting violence this time around.
And no, he was talking about automobile industry and how if it all gets shipped south and he doesn't put tariffs on, if he wasn't elected, that it would be a bloodbath for the people making cars.
This is just right out of the playbook. Trump is weak and deeply insecure about this election, and he's only...
Oh, no, not really. He's leading in all the polls. It's a pretty big deal.
In it for himself. Our campaign has been saying this for months, and Trump is saying the quiet part out loud. And the people who are saying that...
No, I think you are.
His comments were taken out of context, haven't said anything about all the other things that Trump has
like
done.
What else?
All the other times that he's incited political violence. And so, no, it wasn't taken out of context at all. This is who Donald
Trump... No, he never has, actually. He never has espoused the violence thing, because that's what Democrats do. And is it too early for another montage? Can I do two montages in one break? Oh, why the hell not?
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. And maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said,
he didn't.
You think I should have done it? So I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yeah, there you go. So I just destroyed the bloodbath narrative just right there. So if you want to take the podcast today and share it with your friends and whatnot, I would encourage you to do so. Now, I could just walk away from this microphone right now, be completely satisfied with what I've done today. I'm pulling your chain. It's a pretty damn good start, though, and we've got much more coming up. Here's the number, though, 800-922-6680. And again, the podcast, share it with others. We just killed. We destroyed. It was a bloodbath on the word bloodbath. Just there. We did a bloodbath on the media's use of the word bloodbath, and it was bloody and it was bathy. And that's how we started the show, and it's only going to get better. This, my friends, is a Monday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Back in a few.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it.
Yeah, there you go. Bloodbath in the automobile industry that actually Joe Biden wants, because he literally, when he first started in office, he said he was going to electrify the entire federal fleet in a little hat tip to China, communist China. So that's what he did. See, and that's why it's a bloodbath against those who, I don't know, build carburetors and stuff like that. And the people who belong to the who work for the automobile industry, they know it, even if their leaders don't, because their leaders get their palms greased by Washington, D.C., and they get all sorts of rich and everything. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So I'm embracing the word bloodbath today. I would encourage you, if you call the show today, you have to use the word bloodbath at least once. And if you want to refer to me as Captain Bloodbath today, just today only, I will be Captain Bloodbath. All right, so let's just own bloodbath, bloodbath all the way. Let's go to the bloodbath hotline right now, where Sarah in Fredericksburg Bloodbath is there. Hello there, Sarah, and welcome to the Rob Carson Bloodbath.
Hi, how are you, Captain Bloodbath?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. Now, if you use the phrase economic bloodbath, they would have cut the word economic off, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would have.
And you got to play that montage of the violent people who are so liberal with their violence.
Yes. Well, you know, those riots that caused $2 billion worth of damage, murdered 30 people, and caused the closure of thousands of businesses and injured thousands of police officers, those were mostly nonviolent, Sarah. They were not bloodbaths.
They're very special.
All right, Sarah, I got to run. Thanks for the vote. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Bloodbath, California. Hello there, Randall. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I think that clown was right. It's straight out of the church.
No, Randall. My name is Captain Bloodbath. You will address me as such. Go ahead.
It's straight out of the General Motors playbook of bloodbath. You know, it's like Nancy Pelosi, she's like way worse than Biden. You know, we got to quit having these cartoons, bad anime ruling over us. It's kind of like I want to see something where you know, they have to pay all the taxes back for never working a day in their life. I was just kind of saying that sound the trumpet for Trump, blow the trumpet for Trump when he triumphs. Harumph, 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 harumph. You know?
All right. Thank you, Randall. I appreciate your thoughts. I'm not sure exactly what any of them meant, but it was a wonderful call that you just made here on the Captain Bloodbath Show. There you go. I'm not sure exactly what he meant there, but that's cool. Oh, here's Mika Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski, this is fantastic. MSNBC is Comedy Central, all right? This is lunacy, okay? This is MSNBC, seriously, needs to be, and I'm not saying, the FCC needs to investigate MSNBC. They are not a journalistic endeavor. They are not an entertainment endeavor at all, okay? They are not. If you listen to what she's saying, as far as any sort of redeeming value other than pure propaganda and whipping the masses into a fury, why is MSNBC? Listen to Mika Brzezinski.
Michael Beschloss, I want to ask you about Donald Trump increasingly sounding like a fascist, a dictator, mimicking them, and using words that are clearly out of the pages of some of the most powerful autocrats or dictators
Absolutely.
Of our time in
Absolutely.
The world.
Absolutely.
And I guess the fear is that for some Americans who may not be informed about history, there's that vulnerability that Trump preys upon. And then there are those who are making the choice.
Now, I want you to just real quick listen to this. This is Joe Biden, by the way.
We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse.
All right, so he did that speech in front of Independence Hall that he painted blood red. And he called us MAGA fascists and enemies of democracy. You choose your fascist, fools. He did not use the word bloodbath to describe what he wants to do to America. You've already done it, kids. We've got much more, and your phone calls on the way. This is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay?
What did you think about Donald Trump's bloodbath comments? And I must note, look, Donald Trump's campaign says that he was talking about an economic bloodbath.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that, but that is in fact what the campaign said.
He uses these high impact words that have either the direct or implicit tone of violence, right?
Yeah.
So at this point in the game,
meanwhile, the left can actually commits the act of violence.
To parse a word like bloodbath strikes me as being entirely absurd. This is violence, violence.
Honey, can I get another cup of bloodbath in here?
Violence. So when he says the word bloodbath, he knows what he's doing. And then when he says you'll never have another election again, if I don't win, well, that too has a tone of violence to it as well. The only way to take power would then be to use violence if there are no elections.
We know he has a way of using these words and to sort of incite, the kind of response from his audience. But there is meaning behind those words. Because as I said, my mom said, well, he's a grown man. So, you know, use the words that you mean, right?
Yeah, meanwhile, it's the left that is left behind the trail of bodies, blood, and burning. Starting with 2020, but Jim Gossin put this together for you. Hey, let's all take a bloodbath on the Rod Bloodbath Show.
Splish, splash, Trump said bloodbath. Democrats, they went berserk. Bloodbath, I'll say it again. So Scarborough can act like a jerk. Trump was talking about the auto industry.
Yeah.
If Joe retains the presidency, my, how they lie about Trump. Bloodbath, that's all you've heard.
Yes.
The Dems are running in the ground. The whole thing's quite absurd. A strategy they think they found.
It ain't gonna work.
They took the words out of total context. What kind of deception will they try next?
Who knows?
Nice try. It won't fly with us.
That is Jim Gossett. And bloodbath. And here is Nancy Pelosi literally explaining the device that they use. This is what the left uses. All right, they take a word. They were just looking for the word bloodbath, and the reason being is because Donald Trump is promising to go after the January the 6th committee. Right now, the January the 6th committee is under serious investigation. And Donald Trump wrote, Liz Cheney should go to jail along with the rest of the unselect committee. And then you had the oversight committee chaired by Republican Barry Loudermilk, who basically found out that Liz Cheney and the Jan 6 committee covered up the fact that Donald Trump requested 10 to 20,000 troops. Yeah, and also the mayor of Washington, D.C. And that happened last weekend. So the Democrats had to come up with a distraction. Yeah, and so they came up with the word bloodbath. And here's Nancy Pelosi describing what they tried to do.
It's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear, if you want to talk politics.
Not the pap-up smear, which is not something you want to imagine when you're hearing Nancy Pelosi's voice.
Call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest.
Yeah.
And then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this.
Gotcha.
So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made.
That is weird, because it's almost like what happened this weekend.
It's self-evident.
Yeah, like
Donald
that.
Trump's allies have now ordered mass layoffs at the Republican National Committee. It comes just days after Trump's allies, including his daughter-in-law, took command of the RNC. Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Yeah,
bloodbath.
So they use the word
bloodbath.
Politico's now describing it as less a shakeup, more a bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. What's happening?
I mean, it is. It's a bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath.
Yeah, there you go. And then they just decided to use that word that Donald Trump said this weekend and do the pap-up smear, or whatever you should call it. Oh, this has been. And meanwhile, a city equity officer being paid $75,000 a year by College Park, Maryland, is being profiled online for desiring that the United States burn to the ground so that her ideology can rise from the ashes. It didn't even say bloodbath. Her name is Kaylee Elise Carter. Apparently, is supposed to be eliminating systematic racism in her city, and she's the official racial equity officer. And she says that, remember, we are at war against colonialism. We can't forget, and I can't wait for society to collapse so my ideology can rise from the ashes. She said that. Yeah. Police, they're white supremacists. She also said that. That is just amazing. You can say that all the time if you're on the left. But the left, what they try to do is they take a word out, they isolate it, then they market it. And then the media picks it up and they slobber all over themselves and they start saying things like, oh, yeah, there's a bloodbath, a bloodbath, a bloodbath, a bloodbath, a bloodbath. Here's Martha Raddatz over the weekend on ABC.
But we begin this morning with the latest inflammatory comments by former President Trump on the campaign trail. The contrast between the two candidates on clear display. And the general election is just getting started.
Straight from his private jet to the podium, a freewheeling speech by former President Donald Trump last night in Ohio.
Yes.
It began, as many Trump rallies do these days, with a song by the so-called January 6th
Ladies
prison choir.
Please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
Oh, that's got to drive them crazy.
Made up of those serving time for storming the Capitol.
No, they didn't storm the Capitol. They were let in.
Trump framing them as hostages.
Remember what I told you about the Jan 6th committee and all the stuff that came out last week? This is their marching orders. Yeah.
Hostages. Patriots.
You see the spirit from the hostages, and that's what they are, as hostages. The first day we get into office, we're going to save our country, and we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots.
Oh, and then they had to find a word. Then they had to distract. Then they had to make it sound like Donald Trump was the violent one. They tried to feed us this bullcrap about Jan 6. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. And now they're getting dangerously close to uncovering all of it. Last week, another 5,000 hours of videotape released. They've sat on it. You've got prisoners in jail for over 1,000 days without a trial. And the FBI arrests are now sharply increasing. They are expecting to exceed 2,150 arrests for January the 6th by 2026. Yeah, do you get it?
But that was just the beginning. Trump stoking more fear about migrants at the southern border. Trump at one point saying they're not people.
Well, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody agrees. There's animals coming across the southern border. Military age males coming from countries around the world who are not in our best interest. Our enemies. Venezuela emptying their prisons.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
These are bad.
He had a very powerful speech on Saturday, and they're trying to cover it up, and it's not going to work. They can't stand the fact that what he's saying resonates, and they really, really express the fears and concerns of the American people.
These are animals.
And while blasting the auto industry's foreign manufacturing and embrace of electric vehicles, the former president making this comment.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least.
And she took it out of context. There you go. See what you got there? She took it out of context. Here's the context. And then what Martha Raddatz did, I'm just doing this on the fly.
Deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going
to
sell the cars
to
us now. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Okay, so there's the...
That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
There
you
go.
That'll be the least of it.
So that is the comments.
But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. Yeah. A friend of mine...
So there's the context of what he said. And here's what Martha Raddatz did it on ABC.
Stoking more fear about migrants at the southern border.
Blah, blah, blah,
Trump
blah, blah.
At one point saying they're not people.
Well, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says it's
context.
A terrible thing to say.
Here we go.
These are bad. These are animals.
And while blasting the auto industry's foreign manufacturing and embrace of electric vehicles, the former president making this comment.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
That's what she did. I tell you, I swear to God in heaven, if you are still watching those letter networks, you need to pull your head out of your rear ends. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, they are completely, they have no newsrooms anymore. All they do is take marching orders from the federal government. Nancy Pelosi, everybody in charge, Liz Cheney, use the word bloodbath, and they ran with it. And you heard it right there, her taking it out of context. That should be enough for you to say ABC News is dead, dead, dead. Done. Honestly, in a country that has the First Amendment, what a freaking insult to people who have fought for this country, people who have died so that we could speak freely. And these jerks take a video, take it out of context, and expect that you won't watch it or you won't understand. That crap may fly in North Korea, it may fly in China, but it doesn't fly here. That's why I have embraced the word bloodbath today. You should too. It is ridiculous. And every time they try this crap, make fun of them, demean them, ridicule them, because that's all they deserve. Let's go to, do we have Jeannie in Virginia? Jeannie in Virginia, welcome to the Rob Carson Bloodbath.
Bloodbath here.
Yay, bloodbath. Woo!
Yay! You are man of the year because you're the only man that is saying what the demonic journalists are talking about. They're constantly putting Trump down. And next week, Rob, it's going to be another word. And every week after, they're going to come up with another bullying word to bully him. That's all they do.
Yep.
And you're right. These demonic journalists are taking money from the federal government to say all this stuff, and ABC News is dead.
Yeah, well, she clearly took that out of context, and you know what? That's Stalinistic. All right, that is Pravda, that is Izvestia. ABC News should be ashamed, but unfortunately, they have none at all. Thanks for the phone call. Got to go to Dan in Emmitsburg. Hello there. Dan, welcome to the Rob Bloodbath Show.
Captain Bloodbath, I just want to say my main concern is the bloodbaths potentially happening overseas of American troops if Bloodbath Biden gets back in office. But I have a theory about bloodbath.
What's that?
Donald Trump mentioned the bloodbath that Megyn Kelly was having back during the 2016 debates. So I think he's trying to get a Tampax like sponsorship for the election and ride a red wave into the 2024
okay.
bloodbath.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Dan. I just... Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Here is why they're using the word bloodbath. This is the reason why this weekend bloodbath had to be used.
I was in the Oval Office on that day, days prior to January 6th, with the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others, and President Trump. And he authorized, as the law requires, 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women to be utilized around the country.
Mayor Bowser's letter where she declined the National Guard authorization from President Trump.
To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourages any additional employment.
It's almost like they needed a distraction.
Communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request before January 6th.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman blamed the Capitol Police Board for denying an early request to call in the National Guard.
That request did not come in from Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police on January 4th or 5th.
Did you, as required by law, authorize that?
100% Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
It was a Fed surrection. They knew the fix was in.
There you go. That's why bloodbath this weekend. Because this is all coming out. All of the stuff that they said was missing disinformation is coming out. Everything that I said and have been saying for the last 4 years is coming to fruition. And what really happened on January the 6th is finally coming out. So any distraction they can come up with. This week, it's bloodbath. So I take the word bloodbath from them. How's that sound? I think it sounds great. Listen, I'm going to take a bloodbath. We'll be right back with more bloodbath on the Rob Carson Bloodbath. Stick around.
Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the...
Yeah, it'll be a 100% tariff on automobiles coming from Mexico if I get elected. If not, there will be a bloodbath. You get it? But here's what ABC News... Take the news off of there. This is what Martha Raddatz of This Week on ABC. This is how they edited it, just like the former Soviet Union.
While blasting the auto industry's foreign manufacturing and embrace of electric vehicles, the former president making this comment.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
A top Trump advisor taking to X to clean that up, saying he was referring only to the auto.
Yeah, and everybody knows it. Nice try, though, Martha Raddatz. You know, honestly, you're a mother bloodbather, and you can bloodbath off. How about that, you son of a bloodbath? Top five reasons you need medical emergency kit in 2024. Disease X. Already been hinted at, the WHO. China using their dominance over the global pharmaceutical supply chains. Break free from your government reliance on big pharma. Protect your family from a broken and vulnerable healthcare system. It's an insurance policy against rigging another election for Joe Biden. What? You know what you need? You need an emergency medical kit. If you have a spare tire, if you have a pair of jumper cables, if you have extra water in case there's an emergency, if you have a word that you use for your kids to identify you, a secret word, just in case somebody tries to, you know, steal your identity, you need a medical kit, an emergency medical kit. The Wellness Company is the premier company. Dr. Peter McAuliffe, who was censored by the federal government, even though he told the truth, he came up with this wonderful concept, and people are going crazy over it. And they're ordering more emergency medical kits from the Wellness Company than anybody in the business, and for good reason. I have mine, emergency medical kit, my travel one, my pandemic kit. All of these. And if you want one or more, just go to this website. You ready? It's twc.health/Carson. When you use that code Carson, you get 10% off. twc.health/Carson for 10% off an emergency medical kit. It's going to have amoxicillin. It's going to have hydroxychloroquine. It's going to have Z-Pak. All of the things you need for a bug bite to a pandemic. All right? twc.health/Carson. That's twc.health/Carson. Now, the reason why bloodbath, the word, is being used is because Barry Loudermilk uncovered all of this this malfeasance with regard to the January 6th committee. We have a headline, the New York Times declares MAGA is winning the war over election fraud narrative. So the left is seeing their house of cards falling and the truth coming out, and they see in Donald Trump's election their doom. There will be people going to jail for what they did to the January the 6th prisoners. It will happen. So they're looking for a distraction, and this week, it's the word bloodbath. We have to take a break and come back. This is the Rob Bloodbath Bloodbath. All right, so coming up on the Rob Carson Bloodbath, we've got Joe Biden having a St. Patrick's Day brunch and not being able to speak. We've got an incredible free speech case in front of the Supreme Court, and Eric Schmidt, Senator, talks about that on the Rob Carson Show. Don't go, Bloodbath.